This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we are joined by our retirement planning professional, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas, this morning. Don't forget, if you have questions for them, of course, they come to us from Klaus Financial. You can give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Klaus Financial online, the website. It's a fantastic one, klausfinancial.com. That's klausfinancial.com. You can learn about their separate divisions there. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, something I did quite a few years ago. It's a really nice weekly snapshot of what's going on in the markets. Also, a link to the most recent podcast. Again, that's online, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. And again, joined this morning by CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning. Doing great, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing well. Great to see you, CJ. Malia, how have you been?
Very, very good. Thanks.
Very good stuff. As always, ahead on the program, we're going to be talking about something related to financial planning and related to your finances, which is a credit score. And a lot of people pay a lot of attention to it as they're, of course, going through life. We'll talk a little bit about that in just a moment. A couple of things to keep in mind, though, as we do today's program. Don't forget, as always, we'll do a Klaus quiz question of the week. And also, as always, a fantastic prize chance for you to win a $25 gift card to Cheesecake Factory. Of course, listen to the program. Typically, the answer to the Klaus quiz question of the week comes up during the program. So listen closely, and we'll tell you again how you can win that Klaus quiz question of the week prize a little bit later on in the show. Also, don't forget, we've got our question corner coming up a little bit later as well. So you'll definitely want to stay tuned for that. Before we get rolling on this week's conversation about credit scores, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus quiz question of the week and also not only get the question, but get the answer as well.
Yeah, it sounds like this show is all about questions and answers. So hopefully everyone's been listening. Last week we had a lot of listeners. The question was, is there a penalty if you take money out of an annuity prior to the age of 59 and a half? And the correct answer was called in by Janet from DeForest last week, so congratulations to her. Correct answer was, if you take money out of an annuity prior to age 59 and a half, you will pay a penalty. So just tread carefully when you start working with those annuities and you're thinking about cashing them out. So thanks, everyone, for calling in.
It was a really good conversation last week. Don't forget as well, if you missed some of, or maybe you were out of town, missed part of the program or all of the show, you can always listen, of course, at Klaus Financial's website. There's a link right there, klausfinancial.com, to the most recent podcast. So, of course, as we're kind of getting together and figuring out how to retire, a lot of us get kind of caught up on this credit score. What is it? What should it be? You guys bring some light kind of onto the importance of that credit score and the importance of that number?
Yeah, credit scores. It's kind of like insurance, right? We don't want to need life insurance or health insurance, and yet we need it. And when we need it in a big way, right? Things go wrong with our health. We really need that health insurance. We die. We really need that health insurance or that life insurance. And in a similar way, a lot of people don't tend to think about a credit score until, of course, they go to apply for a loan. Now, we'll be talking in a moment here at the end. If you don't ever need a loan, then don't pay any attention to credit scores. So we'll come around to that in a little bit. But first, a little history about credit scores. They were invented in the late 1950s by an engineer, Bill Fair, who teamed up with a mathematician, Earl Isaac, to create Fair, Isaac, and Co. Now, if anybody's paying attention, put a little acronym to that, Fair, Isaac, and Co.
Oh.
FICO. Okay?
Great.
So that's where FICO score comes from. Their goal was to create a standardized, impartial credit scoring system. And within 2 years, they had begun selling their first credit scoring system to different reporting bureaus. The FICO model and score as we know it today began to be used in 1989 by most banks and credit grantors and is based on consumer credit files of the three national credit bureaus, which is Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. Now, some people might say, you know, what's the purpose of this? Well, lenders use these credit scores essentially to save time in granting credit. A credit score allows lenders to help them decide how likely it is that they will be repaid on time if they give a person a loan or a credit card. Now, before credit scores were around, lenders physically looked over every single application. And of course, this was an extremely time-consuming process, and it led to some mistakes or a biased opinion by somebody looking it over. Whereas today, credit scores help lenders assess risk more fairly. Credit scores are consistent and objective. They reflect only the likelihood to repay debt responsibly based upon your past credit history and your current credit status. A decent credit score could be important for your financial well-being because the higher it is, the less of a credit risk that you are. So we'll get into what the scores are, how they work, how they're compiled, and what we actually think about them. But there you go. There's a little history on it and how it works and why banks use them.
Really good information there. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, joining us this morning. As mentioned last week and in weeks previous, if you have questions, whether it's on the specific topic of the day or not, or just anything anything related to retirement planning, they are our retirement planning professionals, and they'd love to answer your questions at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Find Kloss Financial online. Their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. So we know a little bit about the history. We know exactly what the credit score is. How is that number calculated? Where does that number come from?
I don't know. They just throw numbers in and pull them out of a hat, I think.
Yes.
I'm not really sure. But honestly, and as CJ's mentioned, we're going to talk about, do you need a credit score? That's another conversation we're going to talk about. But first of all, your credit score is solely built on how much debt you have. So it looks at what kind of debt you have, how long you've had it, and how you've paid on it. Anybody can borrow money and end up with a good credit score. So what's interesting about a credit score is nothing is reflected about how much cash you've put in your savings accounts. It has no knowledge that you actually perhaps have some cash flow on the side, and you really aren't carrying too much debt. It only looks at the debt. So it's interesting that, you know, on this show we talk about saving money for emergencies and for obviously for retirement, and that's really what's key to this whole conversation is you need to have those emergency funds. But again, your credit score doesn't know anything about that. So how do you get a credit score? Well, it takes about 6 months of history in order to create your credit score. And I was talking to someone about this yesterday, and we were reflecting that our grandparents never even had a credit score. Because they paid everything in cash. So it's interesting today that we really work hard to get a good credit score. So you do need 6 months. And generally, most people will begin with a middle-of-the-road credit score. They generally range from a low of 300, the lowest possible, to a high of 850. So generally, a FICO score above 670 is usually considered a good credit score on those kind of models. A score above 800 is usually perceived to be exceptional. So according to FICO, your credit score is calculated like this. 35% is based on your payment history, 30% is based on your debt level, 15% is the length of time you're in debt, which, again, not a positive, 10% is considered, they look at your new debt, and another 10% is the type of debt. So all of those factors are compiled into that FICO score. And, you know, again, back to our views on this show and about debt in general, we really are similar to that of the radio host Dave Ramsey. And he reminds us of a fundamental point. He says, a simple way to improve your credit score that might surprise you, pay off your debt. Don't add any new debt and let your credit score go extinct. It's time to improve your credit score by getting rid of it. So we'd like to echo that the credit score, while it's important as you go out to get a mortgage and so forth, you don't want to live and die by that credit score. The easiest way to live life is to reduce your debt.
Really good information there. And, of course, Dave Ramsey, we carry him here on 1310 WIBA as well. So we can't fail to mention that. Talking with our retirement planning professionals this morning from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. Don't forget you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. 5637 on the website klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. We'll be talking credit and taking your calls as Money in Motion with Klaas Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial this morning, CJ Klaas and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget about the website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, give us a call now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Talking about credit and credit scores this morning with our retirement planning professionals. And just before the break, Malia, we had mentioned, of course, some knowledge from Dave Ramsey. Sometimes people talk about, though, the importance of things like having a good credit score for things like a house or a car and making those purchases. There are some key points there, aren't there?
Yeah. Go ahead, CJ.
Yes, there are. So I wanted to reflect back on what Malia said there at the beginning of her segment, which is credit score is solely built on how much debt you have. So, you know, I love aspects of what Dave Ramsey says because he says it so bluntly, and I try him to actually do the same on this show. And so Dave has said before, credit score is a score of how broke you are, right? And while that's certainly not completely—
I was trying not to be that blunt.
I know. It's certainly not completely true. There's plenty of people with good credit scores who also are fairly wealthy. But it's more this notion of how long are you going to have a credit score, right? I think credit scores maybe while we're young and maybe need a basic mortgage can matter. But hopefully if we're managing our debt the right way, by the time you get into your, I don't know, early 40s, maybe late 40s, your credit score should become extinct if your financial planning is appropriate. Because again, if you have no debt, as Dave Ramsey will tell you on a show, your credit score goes away because as Malia said, you need 6 months of history of credit. What if you have no credit card? And all of that. So long and the short of this is we want people to know how to utilize the credit score, how to be smart, but most importantly, to know that that is not the end all be all. So with all that being said, let's move on.
Really good stuff there. So let's talk then about keeping an eye on things. Obviously, if you know, you've got stuff out there, you definitely want to keep an eye on it. Is it a good idea to be monitoring, and how would you go about doing something like that?
It is. Listen, if you have a credit card, if you have a mortgage, if you have an auto loan or anything like that, we would really, really and I should say, if you haven't frozen your credit, right? Because you can actually freeze your credit, as we found out after the Target data breaches, and now more recently here, I think it's Capital One had a data breach. So if you have not frozen your credit, my comment would be you better be monitoring your credit. So the question becomes, how do I do that? Well, we would suggest that you review your credit report at least once per year. Doing so more often can be beneficial, particularly since identity theft is on the rise. Identity theft is this notion of somebody knows your name, your date of birth, your social security number, and goes up and opens up new credit in your name. How are you going to know about that? And truth be told, a lot of people don't know about it until it's too late. They get a call from a collections company. Right. And they say, hey, you owe us $25,000. And they go, I have no idea what you're talking about. And then it can become a problem because now you're into a bit of a battle. Right. Because somebody has spent $25,000 in your name. You have to prove that it wasn't you. So here's some great free choices for tracking your credit. Number one would be annualcreditreport.com. You can access your own credit at no cost from each of the three big credit bureaus, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, once per year. And another one that we really are big fans of is Credit Karma. This provides the only truly free credit monitoring service. There's no trial subscription, and you'll never have to give your credit card number. Credit Karma allows you to monitor your TransUnion and Equifax credit report score at no cost. So listen, full disclosure, I have done this. I signed up through Credit Karma. I pay nothing for it. It will tell me, because I've clicked on some buttons to get the alerts, it will tell me if my credit is ever tapped to open up new credit. Matter of fact, there was something going on. We had done a refinance a number of years ago on our mortgage. And when I did that, I wasn't even thinking about it hitting my credit file. Mm-hmm. And like an alert popped up and I go, who's touching my credit? And then my wife reminded me, remember, we're, that's actually us.
But they do try to sell you something on those sites. So there's
true.
No question. If you click wrong, you could end up buying something. So you have to be careful.
That's a good point. Certainly, Credit Karma is not around as a completely free service. As a matter of fact, they will tell you all the great credit cards
yes.
you can get and apply for. So, great point, Malia. You've got to be careful with this stuff. But at the end of the day, if you haven't frozen your credit file, my suggestion would be you might want to have a system that's going to monitor it and send you an alert whenever it's being tapped. So there's a couple good ideas for you to consider.
Fantastic stuff. And as someone who's frozen their credit, it's been a while now, but it was easy. It's got to go to all three, but it's easy to do and
yep.
just kind of walk, do it online, those type of things. So really good information. We're going to switch gears and we'll come back. We'll do the Money in Motion listener question corner. We'll also do the Kloss quiz question of the week. We'll do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of fantastic information about Kloss Financial up on their website. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. Something we started doing a few weeks back and it's become wildly popular, which is the Money in Motion listener question corner, which is a chance for you to ask a question. Maybe, of course, you're busy in the car in the morning, or maybe you're catching the podcast at a later time and something pops into your head. Well, it's a great opportunity. Just go to the website, klossfinancial.com, submit your question there, and we'll answer it on air. So switching gears, we are, of course, going now to the question corner. One of our listeners, Susan, asked this question. She said, if I retire at age 62 and begin my Social Security, can I begin Medicare at the same time?
Yeah, so this was a great question. So thank you, Susan, for sending that in to us. And you know, as our teachers used to tell us when we were all in school, they used to say, your question is probably someone else's question. Yes. So please, please call in or send in your questions. So the answer to that is, so she is correct. While age 62 is the earliest you can begin collecting your Social Security benefit, and that is assuming you've earned enough credits to have one. The earliest you can begin traditional Medicare, which is obviously the federal health insurance program for people, is if you are 65 or older. And then obviously for certain younger people, if they have disabilities or end-stage renal disease. So 62 is the earliest for Social Security. 65 is the earliest for Medicare. If you're indeed going to retire at 62, you'll have to look at going either on your partner's health insurance plan or a COBRA plan, a private plan, or the Affordable Care Act. So we would suggest you sit down with your financial advisor or give us a call, and we could certainly kind of help you line out your options. But great question. Thanks for sending that in.
Really good question. Don't forget, you can submit those questions right at the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize this week, another one, a $25 gift card to the Cheesecake Factory. And the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. What is the highest FICO credit score available? Is it 850 or 1250? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to the Cheesecake Factory. And again, that is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Their number 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. CJ, Malia, great seeing both of you. Guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, guys. Dr. Hemkes comes your way next year, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klass Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klass Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klass Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klass Financial.